Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Father, thank you so much for giving these revelations to give us guidance and wisdom in the days to come, to make us stable in a very unstable time, and to give us wisdom of your deliverance and provision for your people, to deliver them from this evil. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we're going to do Preserved from the Beast, number 3. And this first revelation was given to Missy Pollock. And we called it The New Beast Money System, Exposing the Deep State Deception. All right. She said, I dreamed that I was in a shopping area like a marketplace. And I believe this is representing the buying and selling beast system that goes on in the world. I was walking around and I wanted to get something to eat. I knew that I had previously had a couple of dollars in my pocket, but I didn't have them anymore. All I had was a few dimes, a quarter, and a penny. Well, this could represent the fall of the current financial system and the devaluation of our current fiat money system. I believe it will be inflated into oblivion and come to a sudden end. We see it crashing at the moment, as a matter of fact. And the old system has to come down so the new one can come up. And so the beast system of today, the deep state beast system of today, won't be funded. So thank you, Lord. I walked into a cafe where there were other UBMers too. There were small tables with glass tops for only two people. UBM has been prophesied to be the spearhead of the man-child ministry, and the man-child reformers will be sending out the two witnesses company in these end times around the world. She says none of us sat down at the tables, and as it was with Jesus, who chose and sent the two witness companies of his day, two by two, into every place that he was going to come, in the beginning of the 3.5 years of what represents the tribulation. So since the two witnesses have not taken their seats, this is because the tribulation has not begun. Okay. On the floor, I found a shiny new gold coin in plastic and cardboard-like coin collectors put in their valuable coins in to keep them from getting damaged. And then I found a shiny new silver coin wrapped up the same way. And I knew that these were valuable coins. So now the value has left the dollar and these new coins are valuable. And it's, of course, the new economy is going to be backed by gold and silver. She went on to say, and they were part of the new money system. These coins have a twofold symbolic meaning, I think. They represent the gold and silver vessels of honor in God's house of the Lord. The unleavened bread that the UBM ministry has distributed for years has led to much sanctification in the lives of God's elect. And also these gold and silver coins represent, on a natural level, the new monetary system, the GCR that's bringing it about, and it's about to replace our current fiat money system. All right. On one of the tables was a little metal bucket with snacks and candy. The only thing I remember distinctly of the items that were in the bucket was a lollipop stick sticking up, and I pulled it out, and on the end of it was taffy. None of it appealed to me. Well, God's chosen people for these high offices have learned to choose the good and refuse the evil, as was said of Jesus in Isaiah chapter 7. And they have learned to discern junk food when they see it, and to choose instead the pure word of God, which makes the gold and silver vessels. The value in our kingdom, of course, is those people who are of the gold and silver vessels. And then I found myself walking with a sister into what was like a theater with a big screen. Well, all the world is a stage, they say, and there seems to be no limit to the deceptions of the enemy, especially in these last days, that have caused so many to fall into error in their understanding on some level. And this is why it's so important that we be led by the Holy Spirit and Christ's discernment to stay grounded in the Word of God. And don't be distracted by all the things that are going on out there in the world, and even keeping up with all the news and all this stuff. Get in the Word of God. This is where the gold and silver vessels are created, right? And she has a note here. This big screen could represent the worldwide broadcast through the emergency broadcast system that will be used to expose the deep state criminality to the ignorant masses. Yes, they have designed this system. Of course, there has to be an emergency, so they have designed an emergency. And so they can use the emergency broadcast system, and it will be taking over the media, and it will be showing to people the evils of what the deep state criminality has done, and so on and so forth. On the theater screen, it was showing or projecting a scene that looked like a cave. There have been many evils done by the deep state, Satanists, in the Dumbs. That's underground cities that they're in, and caves, pedophilia, sex trafficking, child sacrificing, etc. Isaiah 2, 8 through 22 says, "Their land is also full of idols. They worship the work of their own hands, that which their own fingers have made. And the mean man is bowed down, and the great man is brought low. Therefore, forgive them not. Enter into the rock, and hide thee in the dust, from before the terror of the Lord, and from the glory of his majesty. The lofty looks of man shall be brought low, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day." Kind of like at the Red Sea, you know what I mean? "For there shall be a day of the Lord." There, remember that when we get to the end of this. "There shall be a day of the Lord of hosts upon all that is proud and haughty, and upon all that is lifted up, and it shall be brought low. And upon every lofty tower, and upon every fortified wall, and upon all the ships of Tarshish, and upon all the pleasant imagery. And the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be brought low. And the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day, and the idols shall utterly pass away. And men shall go into the caves of the rocks and into the holes of the earth," obviously, "from before the terror of the Lord and from the glory of his majesty, when he ariseth to shake mightily the earth. In that day men shall cast away their idols of silver and their idols of gold, which have been made for them to worship, to the moles and to the bats, to go into the caverns of the rocks and into the clefts of the ragged rocks from before the terror of the Lord and from the glory of his majesty when he arises to shake mightily the earth. We talked about this shaking coming. It's on the way. Cease ye from man whose breath is in his nostrils, for wherein is he to be accounted of? Well, the Lord has shown us that before the tribulation and the day of the Lord which comes after it, there is happening a mini tribulation and day of the Lord to prepare the first fruits to raise up the church in the 7-year tribulation. So we're going through a very similar series of events as the end times, except on a smaller scale, because the first fruits are a smaller group of people. And we see that type all through the Bible. There were these rock pedestals that had something on them covered with a white veil. The pedestals represent, I believe, the act of idolatry, elevating other people or things above God. And the white veils are the deceptions that God allows people to be under who don't love the truth or his word. And she went on to say, one of the white veils was being pulled up by strings to reveal what was underneath. What was underneath was an evergreen tree with a microphone, and the tree was speaking something. Well, unveiling the idols and the crimes done by the Satanist deep state, multitudes of people have believed what these people have said, as well as the propaganda of the mainstream media. They've all been idols to a lot of people. Okay, my thought is that recently there's been an exposure of the evergreen, ever-given container ships, like the one that was trapped and stuck in the Suez Canal, which was the right-wing people who had run it aground for the purpose of seizing the cargo and so on and so forth. And the smaller ships that followed and escorted it were actually owned by the elite, and they were looking after their cargo, and they also were caught. And what they found in those containers was living and dead children. And this was a Clinton-funded syndicate, and the Chinese that veiled the trafficking of humans and children all over the world from port to port. That's what this thing was doing. And they got caught. They got their cargo caught. They got COVID-21, which was on that ship, caught. Of course, that's something easy to make and do outside of what was in the boat, right? I pointed to it and said to the sister, that's an Asherah. Okay. An idol, right? Asherah functioned as a goddess and a consort of what they thought was Yahweh and was worshipped as the Queen of Heaven, for whose festival the Hebrews baked small cakes. The only goddess whose name is commonly spoken in the Hebrew Bible concerning ancient Israel is Asherah. The association of Asherah with trees in the Hebrew Bible is very strong. She is found under trees, 1 Kings 14:23, 2 Kings 17 and 10, and is made of wood by human beings, 1 Kings 14 and 15, and 2 Kings 16, 3 and 4. Trees described as being an Asherah or part of an Asherah include grapevines, pomegranates, walnuts, myrtles, and willows. Then I saw a woman with white hair, and she had on a white flowing tunic and a microphone in her hand as well. Well, that kind of fits with the Asherah, right? She had this evil look on her face and said the word faction. Well, she has a note here, the false prophets of the mainstream media and apostate leadership of the church have been Jezebels, taking authority that isn't theirs over the people and teaching and deceiving them to follow after the traditions of men and not the commandments of God. And they speak faction against the true leaders, like Jezebel did in the Bible, right? So in the Old Testament, we see a gender idolatry among the Jews. Asherah was worshipped by female royals such as the queen mother, Maacah, in 1 Kings 15 and 13. But seemingly more commonly, Asherah was worshipped within the household, and her offerings were performed by family matriarchs. Christianity today is invaded by this garbage. And contrary to the commands of Scripture, women preachers and pastors are taking authority over men, which Jesus and his apostles spoke against. And 1 Timothy 2, 12 and 13 says, "But I permit not a woman to teach, nor to have dominion over a man, but to be in quietness. For Adam was first formed and then Eve." So this is the reason. For Adam was first formed and then Eve, and the woman was made for the man, a helpmeet for the man, not to rule over the man. And is that still true today? Well, of course it is. They think things change over time because that's what they want. And he gives a reason why he did not permit it. And the reason is still standing. Adam was first formed and then Eve. Okay, so as the women of Jerusalem said in Jeremiah 44 and 19, when we burned incense to the queen of heaven and poured out drink offerings to her, did not our husbands know that we were making cakes impressed with her image and pouring out drink offerings to her? Okay, well, of course they did. Sad thing, but there was a falling away. And Mark 7 and 6 says, "And he said unto them, Well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching as their doctrines the precepts of men." Yes, they've got a false doctrine about this, and they give all kinds of justification for it, but it's very plain in our covenant that it is not permitted. "You leave the commandment of God, and you hold fast the traditions of men. And he said unto them, Full well do you reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your tradition." Yep, this is true. 2 Corinthians 10 and 13 says, "For such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, fashioning themselves into apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for even Satan fashions himself into an angel of light. It's no great thing, therefore, if his ministers also fashion themselves as ministers of righteousness." So, folks, when you look around out there, there are a lot of ministers of righteousness. And we're seeing very clearly that Satan fashions himself as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works, it says. "We went to find a seat, and I saw against the wall a group of UBMers seated." Well, being seated against the wall represents sanctification and separation from the world. and resting in the promises of the Word, right? Their seats were running perpendicular to the screen rather than parallel like the rest of the rows. So they weren't set to be watching this, but like the rest of the people. We are sanctified and we don't align ourselves with the world. Michael Hare was there, and which you'll get back to here in a minute. The sister squished in between a couple of people, but I didn't want to cramp anyone, so I sat on the floor at their feet, a sign of humility. I was thinking to myself, well, you know, I mean, obviously there are people who force their way in to the assembly, and the place of humility is the correct place for any of us, you know. When we run into someone who's been given authority in a certain area or a gift of a certain kind that we don't have, in every case, we should be humbling ourselves. But according to the scriptures, not made up by men. I was thinking to myself that we should leave. There will be things exposed that we really don't want to see. Yeah. This is true, and a lot of things are about to be revealed. Deceptions will be revealed by God that will really shock us all. And then what was being projected on the screen was nothing but a big piece of red meat or flesh, and the screen froze at that point. Well, the deep state beast is throughout the earth and devouring much flesh, represented by the big piece of meat that filled the whole screen. Yes, they have killed and murdered their way into position. They have started wars. They make much money off of wars. They have sacrificed and killed many people. Millions, it's going to be proven. And she went on to say, when the elect of God's people find out what these people have done and that they have been pledging allegiance to it, they will repent. Yes, their own fleshly lusts and sin will be exposed. Hebrews 12 and 14 through 17 says, follow after peace with all men and the sanctification, without which no man shall see the Lord. Obviously, those who will see the Lord were those who are seated against the wall, right? Separation, meaning sanctification. Looking carefully, lest there be any man that falleth short of the grace of God. When you look around, you do see a lot of people falling short of the grace of God. Lest any root of bitterness, oh, that's the faction there, completely in the world and in the church. It's a demon possession that is taking over those who have to be removed in order to sanctify bodies in the world and in the church. So lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby the many be defiled. Oh, we can see it. We can see how the mainstream media has defiled many people who have gone totally berserk. And we can see how the factious leaders have, killed many people, spiritually speaking, and killed some physically speaking, too. And so it says, thereby the many be defiled. Yes, it just passes on in a geometric progression. Each person destroys their own household after they get caught by these demons, you know. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one mess of meat sold his own birthright. Yes, they have. For you know that even when he afterward desired to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place for a change of mind in his father. Though he sought it diligently and with tears. And in his father was added in, it always should be italicized, because he found no place for a change of mind. which is a word meaning repentance. He couldn't repent. Isaiah 26 and 8 says, "Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee to thy name, even to thy memorial name, is the desire of our soul." And yes, that's what we desire in our soul, is his name, his nature, his character, and his authority. Amen. "With my soul have I desired thee in the night, yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee earnestly. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness. But let favor be showed to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness will he deal wrongfully, and will not behold the majesty of the Lord." A good description of the faction in the church and in the world. Then Michael, which means who is like God, started talking, but it didn't quite sound like his normal voice. The Lord speaking through the anointed man-child ministers is what is the interpretation that she put on this, and it could be very well true. John 10:27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and no one snatcheth them out of my hand." Well, there are some people being snatched and bundled, as the Lord said he would do in the latter days, to the tares, to remove them from among the wheat, and to bundle them in bundles to burn them. 1 John 4:1 says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit." So we're talking about spirits, and in this text, spirits in men. "But prove the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets," you see, it's a spirit in men, "are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God." This is how you judge the spirit in a person. Does it confess to you that Christ has come in that flesh? Not necessarily words, but do you discern it in your spirit? "And every spirit that confesses not Jesus is not of God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist." So when their spirit doesn't confess to you that Jesus is in there, that's Antichrist. "Whereof you have heard that it cometh, and now it is in the world already." People should understand what that means. "You are of God, my little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they as of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God, and he that knoweth God heareth us. He who is not of God heareth us not. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." And she said, "I don't remember exactly what he said, but he was addressing the people in the theater. He was talking about repentance and the fear of God, and he was also praying." Well, her note is the corporate man-child body speaking to the elect of God in the world and praying for them. Amen. We're going to see this very soon. "I asked Father for some verses by faith at random for this dream and received 1 Chronicles 14:2. And David perceived that the Lord had established him king over Israel." That's the man-child ministry, right? "For his kingdom was exalted on high for his people Israel's sake." And Ezekiel 12:16 says, "But I will leave a few men of them from the sword and from famine and from pestilence, that they may declare all their abominations among the nations." So there's some people that are going to be saved out of these corrupt systems in the world and in the church to give testimony to what's been done there and who the wicked are and what the wicked have done. Yes. "Whether they come, they shall know that I am the Lord." And Mark 10:1, "He arose from thence and cometh into the borders of Judea and beyond the Jordan, and multitudes came together unto him again, as he was wont, he taught them again. All right, that's something that's coming again. History always repeats, right? So this is a revelation given to Amber Arnie, and we called it The Dragon Show, A Great Deception. I dreamed that I was headed in to the enemy's camp to gather information or to stop some plan or something similar. Well, the Lord warns us through dreams and visions about what is to come and what we need to pray for and to do spiritual warfare against. Amos 3, 6 and 7 says, "Shall the trumpet be blown in a city, and the people not be afraid? Shall evil befall a city, and the Lord hath not done it?" Certainly not. The Lord is a sovereign God. "Surely the Lord will do nothing except he reveal his secret unto his servants the prophets." And of course, you know, we've been able to stay ahead of our enemies because God has shown us everything they're doing. He's shown us a lot of things we've never told them, but it'll all get out sooner or later. Their camp was in a bowl at the bottom of a dark mountain. Well, the dark mountain probably represents the current ruling beast kingdom of our day. These kingdoms are represented in the scriptures as mountains. And Jeremiah 13 and 16 says, "Give glory to the Lord your God before he caused darkness and before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains. While you look for light, he turns it into the shadow of death and makes it gross darkness." There was a great show going on, and a huge group of people were gathered to watch the performance. It was a live show, like a Broadway musical. It was colorful and bright and gay, with dragons flying in the air. Like a Disney production, it seemed so magical, like a cartoon, only it was really happening. Well, there are multitudes of people who are still under great deception by the mainstream media and their witchcraft that they practice of slander and all their lies and propaganda. Only God's elect will awaken to the deceptions of the dragon and the beast in these last days. And 2 Peter 2, 17 through 20 says, "These are springs without water, mists driven by a storm, for whom the blackness of darkness has been reserved. For uttering great swelling words of vanity, they entice in the lusts of the flesh by lasciviousness those who are just escaping from them that live in error, promising them liberty while they themselves are bondservants of corruption." Oh, gosh, this is the leadership of most churches. "For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he also brought into bondage. For if after they have escaped the defilements of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ," that's obviously what they call salvation, right? "And they are again entangled therein and overcome, the last state is become worse with them than the first." It would have been better for them not to ever be saved than to come to the Lord and then be defiled again. And she shared that something seemed very special about the air around the outside stage. It seemed as if the light was reflecting off fairy dust suspended in the air, so that everything sparkled magically. "Well," she said, "this makes me think of chemtrails." And my thought was that the glare, as the sun shines through the aluminum dust, you can't actually see the sun. It's just a blurry glare. And it's aluminum in the air that's doing this. Everything else surrounding the stage was dark, and the sun was almost gone. Well, we are living in a time that's very dark. The Lord is opening the eyes of people who are walking with Him, but many people are affected by this chemtrail fairy dust that dumbs down the population and fogs up their minds, taking away any desire for the Lord through their FunVax or fundamental vaccine to fervently seek after God, right? In Ephesians 4:17 through 19, it says, "This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you no longer walk as the Gentiles also walk, in the vanity of their mind, being darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, and because of the hardening of their heart, who, being past feeling, gave themselves up to lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness." A real sign of the times. And we see many people out there that are totally berserk, right? I didn't get a good look at the show because I was intent on making my way down one of the aisles towards the dark mountain that filled my view. So she was seeking to find out what the enemy was doing, right? God's elect, who have sanctified themselves from the world, are keeping their eyes on the straight and narrow road represented by the aisle. And our mission is to destroy the works of the enemy and of darkness through faith and intercession and commands of the Lord, right? I went into the mountain and into a shop to get something fixed, maybe a watch. And she had indicating a timing. Yes. Yes, this could mean that we need to get our timing fixed, representing that we are hearing and seeing disinformation about the timing for certain events to occur. Things are happening, and people don't know they're happening. The overwhelming more church people don't know what's going on. Or maybe it's that God is going to supernaturally fix the times that we're living in through the man-child anointing and the Great Awakening, revival, etc. Right. There were two workers in this dark cave-like workshop there. There was a dim, dusty light filtering through a small, high window. The small ray of light also seemed to have this same fairy dust in it, but it didn't seem so magical in the dark room. The shadows were a dark blue color. And Matthew 6:23 says, "If thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is the darkness." I waited while one of the workers tried to fix the watch or item that I had brought in. The workers seemed intelligent, but something wasn't quite right about them. Well, there are many people in the alternative media realm and the faction realm that are doing much slander and even putting out false timings for things, for people and for events. And 2 Corinthians 11:13-15 says, "For such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, fashioning themselves into apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for even Satan fashions himself into an angel of light." Seems like this fits pretty good here too, doesn't it? "It is no great thing, therefore, if his ministers also fashion themselves as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." I knew the owner was away, so I decided to investigate the house. And the rest of the house was light and clean and modern. So a front is what comes to me. There's a front here. hiding things. And this could represent the houses or lives of the GCR false prophets who seem to have really clean lives, but they have a deep, dark, hidden false spirituality that's fashioned into Christianity. And so it's not Christianity. You know, they don't believe in the same Jesus whatsoever. And this house or shop must have been in a mall because I happened to spy the owner through the glass store front window. The owner was surrounded by oblivious shoppers as he made his way to the glass door. So the mountain represents the beast system of buying and selling that is a large part of this kingdom. It is the means by which the beast will eventually bring everyone into subjection to it. Yes, we have a delay, and the delay is, of course, what's going on with the so-called patriots today. But it'll all return. In Revelation 13, 11 through 17, "And I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like unto a lamb, and he spake as a dragon." There's your dragon right there. "And he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his sight, and he maketh the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose death stroke was healed. And he doeth great signs, that he should even make fire to come down out of heaven upon the earth in the sight of men. And he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by reason of the signs which it was given him to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast who hath the stroke of the sword and lived. And it was given unto him to give breath to it," or spirit to it, same word, "even to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as should not worship the image of the beast should be killed." So if you don't go along with their political and religious views, they'll try to kill you, right? "And he causes all, the small and the great, the rich and the poor, the free and the bond, that there be given them a mark on their right hand or upon their forehead, and that no man should be able to buy or to sell, save he that hath the mark, even the name of the beast or the number of his name." Well, at first, I was worried that he would be angry with me for wandering around his house, but the owner seemed like a nice professional guy. He spoke in a friendly manner, saying that the show was great now, but it would be amazing after he finished adding his touches. And I knew that the show was happening now, but he would add something like CGI effects on top of the live images, and then it would be released so that the general public could enjoy the show. Yes, they're putting on a good show. This represents the deceptions increasing to the point of most people not being able to discern falsehood from reality any longer. This has been going on for a while, this CGI thing. They've been faking things out. Both sides, actually, have been doing this. Deep fake videos where CGI is added along with a different voice to implicate someone falsely. Yes, it's very interesting. Matthew 24, 15 through 25. "When therefore you see the abomination of desolation, which was spoken of through Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, let him that readeth understand. Then let them that are in Judea flee unto the mountains." In other words, draw near to the Lord. "Let him that is on the housetop not go down to take out the things that are in his house, and let him that is in the field not return back to take his cloak. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. It's past the time to be bearing fruit, right? And pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath, in a time when you should be resting, right? For then shall be great tribulation, such as hath not been from the beginning of the world until now, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days had been shortened, no flesh should have been saved. But for the elect's sake, those things shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is the Christ, or here, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs, false prophets, and false anointings, right? False Christs, false anointings. And shall show great signs and wonders, so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. Behold, I have told you beforehand. God is permitting this to weed out his church. Amen. Well, I'm going to share just something here. I'm going to call it, this is Marie Kelton's revelation. The darkness is closing in. So walk in Jesus' steps. I had an open vision a couple of days ago while standing on my front porch. The sky had a reddish-orange color to it. I believe this is representing warning or danger. I was looking in the direction of the stepping stones in the grass. These stepping stones represent the steps already laid by Jesus, who is the Word. 1 John 2, 3-6 says, And hereby we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. And he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whosoever keepeth his word, in him verily hath the love of God been perfected. Hereby we know that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to what? Walk even as he walked. So the steps have already been laid down like these. These stones help us navigate the straight and narrow path over our flesh and nature and the wickedness and the lies around us. And these all lead us to the manifestation of eternal life in Christ. Amen. I had a long white skirt with white top and a white head covering. And I believe this means that the bride is clothed in a lampros garment, bright and pure, which represents the righteous acts of the saints. And she is submitted in obedience to her covering and heavenly husband, who is Christ. Revelation 17, 7 and 8 says, Let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Amen. Let it be so. And let us give the glory unto him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And it was given unto her that she should array herself in fine linen, bright and pure, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. There was a thick darkness, I believe representing demons, coming towards the stairs up to the left of me, and a thick darkness, also representing demons, coming to the right of me. Isaiah 60, 1-3 says, Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the nation shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Then while standing there, I saw Jesus, who was walking on the stone pathway. There you go. But it was no longer a stone pathway, but a white light. Psalm 119, 105 says, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. He stopped and held out his hand for me to take it. And I was standing on the white pathway on my porch. And I knew that Jesus wanted me to walk with him on the pathway of light in the midst of the darkness. Very true. Very cool. Isaiah 52, 1 through 12. Still speaking of the bride here. Awake, awake, and put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come in to thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. So the trial of the wicked around them was over. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit on thy throne, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bonds of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. Yeah. For thus saith the Lord, you were sold for naught, and you shall be redeemed without money. For thus saith the Lord, my people went down at first into Egypt to sojourn there. And the Assyrian hath oppressed them without cause. And of course, so it is today. Now therefore, what do I hear, says the Lord, seeing that my people is taken away for naught, and they that rule over them do howl, because they're a bunch of wolves, right? Says the Lord, and my name continually all the day is blasphemed. Yes, that's exactly what they do. They blaspheme. They slander those that are the Lord's. Therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know that in that day I am he that doth speak. Behold, it is I. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, and that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Let the wicked know it. The God of the true people who obey the commandments and walk in the steps of Jesus. Right. Their God reigns. The voice of thy watchmen, they lift up the voice. Together do they sing. For they shall see eye to eye when the Lord returneth to Zion. Yes, there's going to be a unity of those who have followed the Lord. One flock and one shepherd. And the faction will be totally rejected, for they tried to divide God's body. Breaking forth into joy, singing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord hath comforted his people. He hath redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth has seen the salvation of our God. Depart ye, go ye out from thence. Touch no unclean thing. Go ye out of the midst of her, and cleanse yourselves, that you bear the vessels of the Lord, ye that bear the vessels of the Lord. For you shall not go out in haste, neither shall you go by flight. For the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel shall be your rearward. Oh, praise you, Father. Thank you for your precious promises for your people who walk in the steps of Jesus, how you have protected and delivered them from the wicked all around in the darkness, and set them free to do your work. And you're bringing this Red Sea to bring down these enemies, for they will no longer enter into the midst of your bride, as the word has said here. And so, Lord, we put our faith in you, and we praise you, and we thank you for your wonderful work in delivering your people from the beast in the church, and the beast in the world. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Well, all right, saints, God bless you. Once again, we get some revelation. Thank you, Lord, for leading us in the light and leading us in the steps of Jesus. And let us walk and talk and live Jesus. And because the world needs to see him and not us. Amen. Amen. Good night.